I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Coronavirus containment remains a serious challenge in Haiti. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says, economic crises caused by pandemic restrictions along with civil unrest make a bad situation even worse.
People are burning down houses, same sort of thing that you see in some of the cities in the United States, so there are a lot more people getting hurt.
Yet hope remains, for Haiti with Love's burn clinic offers more than physical help to injured people. For two feuding families, it's become a place of peace.
It's like a timeout. It's considered God's country inside those gates, and they just don't bite. They accept the fact that we are neutral ground.
And please pray the clinic's gospel witness will produce community change. And in response to food insecurity caused by COVID-19, Mission Aviation Fellowship adopted a voucher program to help people in the Papua province of Indonesia. Litsa Bakole runs the store that accepts the vouchers.
As we know that the isolated areas in the interior of Papua are reached by MRF and other planes. These people in the interior are dependent on rice and as their main source of food brought by planes. But since COVID-19 began, these products have been difficult to obtain. Many people have lost their jobs and business.
The voucher program helps people buy groceries for at least 1 month and also provides opportunities to talk about Jesus. So pray that many in Papua will be drawn to Christ through the witness of the church. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on you and our sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.